Social isolation. That's something that some of us have never heard before. That is before the global outbreak of COVID-19, of course. A lot of people say that everyone has been affected by this pandemic, but how many of them actually completely mean that? A lot of them focus on societal groups such as small businesses, like cafes, retail stores, and restaurants, non-essential workers, air transport services, and elderly. What some of them fail to include is that even entertainers, such as professional athletes, are also among those who are hit hard by the outbreak. An excellent representation of this is the visual image I have chosen, showing the packing up of basketball stadiums. Hi, I'm Carl Castillo, and this is my podcast on the return from social isolation and its impact on professional athletes. As normal life is starting to creep its way back into society, businesses are resuming their activities with social distancing measures. Schools are starting to reopen, and the community is starting to carry on with their daily activities. However, a large portion of society are still concerned about the risks to their health and safety should they return from their social isolation. Among this portion lies some of the superstar basketball players you watch on TV. A Zoom conference call was conducted between players expressing their concerns of the resumption of the NBA season. The league is trying to create a bubble-like environment at Disney World in Orlando, Florida, where rigid protocols will be in place to limit the spread of COVID-19. Teams will be sent to Orlando to play out the rest of their season, acquiring their ranked positions for the postseason playoffs. Sending only 67% of the teams in the league is part of their 113-page health and safety document, which outlines every aspect on how the NBA plans to minimize the risk for COVID-19 contraction. All players, essential team staff, league staff, guests of players, and specific on-site staff inside the bubble are all required to participate in COVID-19 testing and daily monitoring in Orlando. However, the frequency of testing has not been determined yet, and reports are coming in stating employees who will be helping with the operation of the NBA's restart plan may not be required to stay on Disney grounds and will not be required to undergo regular COVID testing. It's issues like these that pose problems for the league's restart, as it creates doubt and fear in the minds of those planning to travel to Orlando. Even though rules will be in place for the Disney employees as per the health and safety protocols, so that they won't be in the same room as a player or team staff member at the same time. It only takes one slip-up, one mistake, and the player or staff member will be exposed to the virus. And that is what players and staff are afraid of. The Zoom conference call held between players was used as a platform to express their concerns and fears about traveling to Orlando. Whilst NBA superstar Kyrie Irving made it known he was against resuming the NBA season, he said he would travel to Orlando if the players agreed if it was the right decision. "If it's worth the risk, then let's go and do it," said Irving. "But if you're not with it, it's okay too. We've got options for both ways. Let's just come to a middle ground as a family." Thoughts and concerns about the safety of their families and whether it's appropriate to play or not have been crossing players' minds. Some players and their families have already experienced battles with COVID-19.
It came to a point where, you know, it's difficult. It's been very difficult for me and my family, to say the least.
This is Carl Anthony Towns. His mother fell ill with the virus in late March.
She's the head of our household. She's the boss. She's been in a medically induced coma. Since that day, I haven't talked to her. Haven't been able to obviously communicate with her. I've just been getting updates on her condition. It's rough, and you know, day by day, we're just seeing how it goes.
Carl Anthony Towns' mother unfortunately passed away later in May. A return from social isolation and the resumption of the NBA season may be too soon in the United States. players and staff like Karl-Anthony Towns may still be fighting their own internal battles. Some may still be grieving. Some may still be with their loved ones, fighting for their lives. On the other hand, many players have cautioned the NBA of the negative financial impact of not playing in the Orlando bubble. The NBA and the National Basketball Players Association have announced that they have reached an agreement on the method for reducing player compensation. Partial reductions of up to 25% will be made to the players' salaries. Can you imagine that? Imagine signing a contract stating your salary will be $1 million annually and only acquiring $750,000. Now, that may not sound much, but to the player's high-roller lifestyle, investments have already been made. There's cars, houses, businesses, and property they have invested in because of the assumption that they will be paid the agreed-upon amount. Now, you see why there is a huge division between not only players, but everyone associated with professional sports leagues such as the NBA, about whether or not a resumption of the current season should take place this soon. When news hit that my basketball league is to resume its season in August, I know my parents were concerned about my health and safety, but they were also concerned about theirs, because at the end of the day, who's the one making lots and lots of physical contact with other people? Me. And they're the ones bringing me to and from practices and games. Based on the facts I presented, I believe the cons outweigh the pros in regards to the return of professional athletes to resume season this soon. The NBA is set to resume on the 30th of July. Ladies and gents, I leave you with this question. Do you believe professional sports leagues and associations should return this soon? This is Carl Castillo, signing out.